The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning. 7:09, Brock Hunter.
Boy.
How's your shoulder feeling, you pussy?
Shut up.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you shut up?
I'll give you a rub down.
Yeah, will
you? You know what I mean? You don't need to go to... I'm telling you,
at this point... I don't care.
Come on, pop that top. Get over here. Let me rub you.
I'll drop the trowel, too. I don't care. As long as you can help out and fix me.
If you don't think this is going to end like Bob Kraft's massages.
No.
You got another thing coming, buddy.
You had to go there, didn't you?
That's right. I only do the happy ending massages.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone's always happy.
You know what?
Lower.
If it's for a patriot... I guess so. That guy, we talked about that yesterday.
A report came out that he was there the day of their NFC championship win.
The day off. He rolls up in a Bentley. He didn't even try to hide it. He literally rolled up. So people were scouting it out or something. Yeah. So they knew he was doing it for a while.
What I don't understand is, and we'll get to the morning dump in a second, but we got to lean into this because it's fantastic. So if you don't know, it's Bob Kraft, right?
Robert Kraft.
We'll call him Bob. Bobbert.
He don't pop.
So he got in trouble for getting the old rub and tug.
Yeah.
Prostitution ring. He's the owner of the Patriots. And what I think is crazy with all of these, all these prostitution rings, why are they always that seedy, massage parlors.
Yeah.
It doesn't look... If you're having rich businessmen pull up in limos and Bentleys and everything, if it was an upscale one, a nice day spa, it probably wouldn't draw as much attention as some guy pulling up to a seedy place in, Westminster, California.
In a Bentley.
Yeah.
He's going to get caught.
I don't know.
You know what's crazy, too?
What's that?
Those masseuse that he was getting the old... rub and tug from?
The old polished pewter.
Yeah. One was 55, the other one was 67.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it's not he was going in there and hanging out with some 21-year-olds and paying them big money. No! Robert, what are you doing? Dude, come on.
Hey, you can't beat experience.
No, why wouldn't you just go to Vegas?
Oh, my God.
I know it's illegal in Vegas, but it's... At least it's everywhere.
Do you think you're going to find a 55-year-old or a 67-year-old Asian woman that knows what she's doing in Vegas?
No.
Sometimes people get hung up on the looks of the prostitute when you got to go for experience.
You got to go for the talent, man.
They probably knew ways to work that no man has ever seen.
Oh, jeez.
That's why you kept going back?
Possibly.
I'm actually quite curious now as to what those ladies were doing.
Yeah. He must have been, they must have been doing something right.
Old ancient Chinese secret.
I think the lady who owned the business, too, she's in jail.
She was running a prostitution ring.
And then two or three of the masseuse actually legitimately had licenses. And so they let them go.
Yeah.
And you're good. But another slew of them weren't. And I think that's who he was getting the EO 1-2 from.
All right. Again, we'll get to morning dump here, but this is much more interesting. Here's the question that I have is, does a rub and tug,
is it standard? Do you have to ask for it?
Well, you got to ask for it, but if it's part of a massage, I don't see how is that bad? Is that technically sexual? Because these guys are getting the old, But if that's this is a standard massage.
Relieving stress.
I that's what's always confusing. Now, if you're having sex with the masseuse.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. But that's just technically just working a different part of the body.
Yeah. Yeah, technically. Yeah, I think Kiki would go for it.
I think so, too. I'm going to ask her when she comes in later on today. All right, now let's get to your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Now, what if it's included in the package, Kiki? Is it okay then?
It's rude to say no at that point.
What, do you want me to dip out early? That's rude.
I don't
want to
hurt the lady's feelings.
You know?
my luck, it'd be some like 6'8" Swedish broad that'll just rip it right off.
Throw it in the tall grass.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if this invention solves a common problem, but it certainly solves a unique one. That's it. A product called the Pizza Pocket Hoodie just went up on Kickstarter. It's a hoodie, a sweatshirt with a big insulated triangular pocket in the front.
Yeah.
That's perfect for storing a warm slice of pizza. You, what kind of just hefty mouth breathers buying this thing? It keeps my pizza warm.
So there are two different people. One, the person wearing it to be funny.
Yep.
The other one that really uses
it. I could see this as maybe for a stoner. This would be good. You know, when you get the munchies.
I mean, just imagine hanging out with your buddies and it gets really quiet because you're in the middle of a transition and conversation. And all of a sudden, he unzips and pulls out a slice of pizza.
What are you doing?
You want a bite, man? No, I'm good.
By the way, it's $55 pre-order to hit their goal of $5,000. If you pay $55 for this, you don't deserve to have your own bank account, you bastard. According to a new survey, only 4 in 10 Americans could pass the U.S. citizenship exam.
What?
Yep. 4 in 10 Americans could pass the U.S. citizenship exam.
What does it entail?
Only, I'm honestly not sure. Only 15% of American adults know the year the U.S. Constitution was written. 25% know how many amendments there are in the U.S. Constitution. As I'm reading this, I'm starting to realize that I probably wouldn't pass
this
exam. Also, 25% do not know that freedom of speech is guaranteed under the First Amendment. And 57% don't know that Woodrow Wilson was the commander-in-chief during World War I.
Was he the fatty? No, that was Taft, wasn't it?
Wilson had the nice...
the mustache?
Well, a lot of them had mustaches. Yeah. I can't even say that. One of mine was... one of my favorite was Van Buren. He had those pork chops. Oh, just kapow!
Yeah.
Loved it.
You should grow them out.
I could. You know? I should do pork chops one of these days.
Could you name every president?
No.
I couldn't either.
Don't ask stupid questions.
Here's another question. They give you a blank map of the United States. Could you label every state?
Ooh, you know what? I think I could.
Yeah.
I'd have to start probably west to east, and eventually, once I got to the East Coast up there, I think I'd be all right.
There's a few clusters where I'm like, is that north, south?
The key is you can't forget Delaware.
Yeah, right.
Delaware. Oh, look. We're in Delaware. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.